Good morning. We'll have statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister. Secretary General.
So, good morning, Prime Minister Kovacic, dear Dimitar. It's great to welcome you to NATO headquarters and really welcome and congratulations on your appointment as Prime Minister of North Macedonia. The fact that you are here so early after your appointment, I think, demonstrates your personal commitment to our alliance, and therefore I also welcome the fact that we were able to meet so early after you took office. It is almost 2 years since North Macedonia joined NATO, and you have proven to be a highly valued ally. The stability in the Western Balkans is of great importance for NATO. I welcome North Macedonia's efforts to promote security, stability and progress in the region. This includes your contributions to NATO's peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. Since North Macedonia joined NATO, the alliance has guaranteed your security. You are now part of NATO's air policing system. Fighter jets from Greece are on patrol to keep your skies safe. This is NATO solidarity in praxis. Allies standing together to protect and defend each other. We have just discussed Russia's continued military build-up in and around Ukraine, which is now well over 100,000 troops. Over the last days, we have seen a significant movement of Russian military forces into Belarus. This is the biggest Russian deployment there since the Cold War. With an expected 30,000 combat troops, Spetsnaz Special Operation Forces, fighter jets, including Su-35, Iskander dual-capable missiles, and S-400 air defense systems. So we speak about a wide range of modern military capabilities. All this will be combined with Russia's annual nuclear forces exercise expected to take place this month. NATO continues to call on Russia to de-escalate. Any further Russian aggression would have severe consequences and carry a heavy price. We remain ready to engage in meaningful dialogue and have conveyed our written proposals to Russia. Allies are prepared to discuss NATO-Russia relations, how to reduce risks and increase transparency, and arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation. But NATO will not compromise on core principles: the right of every nation to choose its own path, and NATO's ability to protect and defend all allies. We are committed to finding a political solution to the crisis. But we have to be prepared for the worst. Yesterday, the US announced that they will deploy additional forces to Germany, Poland and Romania. This is a powerful signal of US commitment and comes on top of other recent US contributions to our shared security, including putting a carrier strike group under NATO command in the Mediterranean and providing 8,500 troops at high readiness for the NATO response force. We have already increased the readiness of the NATO response force, and we are considering the deployment of additional NATO battle groups to the southeastern part of the alliance. I also welcome the recent offers by allies to enhance NATO's deterrence and defence with more troops, more ships and planes. NATO brings Europe and North America together to face the current crisis. We are strong, resolute and united in our response. So, Prime Minister, welcome once again to NATO. It's great to see you and I look forward to working with you. So, please.
Thank you, dear Secretary General Stoltenberg. Dear Jens, it is a great pleasure to visit NATO in my first visit to Brussels and to meet you. NATO membership is the fulfillment of one of our country's main strategic goals, and it is my great honor to be here in the NATO headquarters. Being part of NATO means safety, security, and prosperity for my country and the Macedonian people. The open door policy enabled North Macedonia to achieve huge political and security successes for us and for NATO by becoming the 30th NATO member. This accomplishment is a reflection on a free and sovereign choice and a guarantee for our national and the regional stability and security in the Western Balkans. Today we are proud to be among the fastest allies to complete the military integration in NATO, as we remain committed to participation in NATO operations and missions. We talked with Secretary General Stoltenberg about the situation in and around Ukraine, which is a threat to European and international security. As a NATO ally, we join calls to Russia to de-escalate and pursue diplomatic dialogue. We stand behind NATO proposals to have thematic meetings with Russia on the state of relations, European security with focus on Ukraine and transparency, risk reduction and arms control. We fully support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity in international recognized borders. NATO is a collective defense alliance bringing Europe and North America closer together through this crisis. As allies, we are strong, determined, and united in the response. North Macedonia remains firmly committed to NATO's founding Washington Treaty and the core values and principles of the alliance. Secretary General Stoltenberg, thank you once again for the hospitality today, and I hope we will get the chance to host you in Skopje, North Macedonia, very soon. Thank you.